The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
G'day everybody, welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. I hope you've had a glorious weekend and you're relaxed and ready to get stuck into what I'm sure is going to be a rather interesting week, filled with opinions, filled with thoughts of others, and filled with, if we go down, absolute mayhem across your channels. If we go up, probably something of the same. But if we go sideways, which I'd kind of be happy to see, we'll probably see not a great deal happen. And speaking of that, I just want to sort of weigh on that point. I mean, we saw on Thursday, a pretty good sell-off. You know, we saw Bitcoin fall from 66 down to, 62. It was about a $400 move, okay? It wasn't over the top, crazy bad. It was just a sell-off, okay? It was just a sell-off. Now, we didn't break down through the level that is 6,100. Now, I know you're not looking at charts right now because you may be listening to me and looking at charts. Who knows in this crazy world? But more importantly, there's a level there at 6,100. It's a clear level. It's a flat level. It's support. Now, there's also the level that I was watching it that we were building up into on Bitcoin, and that's about 6,840. Now, I've drawn in that line of resistance because there's two tests there. And for me, you know, if there are two tests of a specific upper price point, that is resistance. If there are two tests of a specific lower price point, that is support. There is resistance and there is support. And we sit between this zone. It's about a $740 range. Now, if we break down through 6,100, that's the first wave of additional, the next wave of additional bearishness. Because right now, the daily, yes, it is does have a lower high and it does have a lower low. So yes, technically, we are in a downtrend. All right, technically, we are in a daily downtrend. But the 6,100 level hasn't been broken. We're still, in my view, we're still so sideways. It's too difficult to call. Well, certainly for me, I don't make claims of where the price is going to be at this time or that time or whatever. I try my best to avoid doing that. But right now, we are just sort of sideways. Until we break down through 6,100, there'll be nothing there for me to really do. Now, that's not to say that I won't take a trade. If I see, and I spoke of this last week to members, if I see a perfect little trade setup, maybe more than likely a little cradle on say an 8-hour or a 12-hour or a 16-hour or something like that, and I'm talking really, really good. You know, if I was to see that set up, then I may actually look for a short trade. But I tell you what, it's going to have to be a really, really good trade. And the reason why it needs to be so good is because we just don't have that confirmation of direction yet. So if I was to look for, if I was to take a short trade with something coming up, it needs to be bang on it. It will be minimizing my risk and I'll be scaling out 1-to-1 and looking for a runner. I'll be purely looking for this as a hedge to the downside. There's nothing that will make me go long right now until we break 6831 or something changes. We haven't got that anywhere close right now. If we break down through 6,100, would I take a short? Not on the break unless it sets up perfectly for a Bitcoin breakout. I might trade back into it. But for me, the point at which I will actually say, yes, I am bearish, will be when we break down through 5,772, i.e. setting new lows for this year. If we do break down through that level, then there's no other way to be than bearish. No, I read charts. Remember, I don't read Reddit. I don't read Twitter. I don't read Facebook. I don't go to these areas for sentiment. I focus on what I know best, and that is to read a chart. Now, if we have those downsides, 6,100 and 5,772 or thereabouts, 750 or whatever, if they're all gone, if all that support's gone, there's really nothing that strong until we hit 3,000. And again, I'm not suggesting we'll get there. But there is nothing strong. So there's nothing really powerfully strong. There's a little bit at 5,357. It's a little bit there. And there's mild support again at 5,000 and little incy-wincy, teeny-weeny bits. But there's a strong level at 3,000 where we've got a nice horizontal level, several supports of resistance, several tests of resistance and support bouncing off of it. back in September, or so between June to September last year. But until we get there, I would be bearish. Okay, right now, there's nothing more to say than we are sideways. And this market will require some patience. Don't get FOMO. Don't get funky. Don't get crazy. Don't throw the toys out of the pram just yet. We're still above the annual lows. We're still in a range going sideways. And this is still crypto. Things can change fast. With that being said, though, if we do break down, look, I'd much prefer it to move up. If we do break down, we will have direction once again, and we are starting to see that there is starting to be some opportunities to short this market. So if you want to be protected to a certain extent, then you need to know what you're going to be doing next if we do see the downward momentum continue. Now, that could be one of two things. You could just add to the selling and exit everything, go back to fiat and go, righto, that'll do for now. I'm going to sit out. Or you could trade it, hold your holdings, continue to support this market and the potential that it has, and you could do that. Either way, I don't mind what you do. Just do something. Just have a plan. Start to think about what that plan might look like if those scenarios were to become reality. I hope you have a fantastic start to the day, guys.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All Trader Cobb courses, products, and tools can be found at tradercobb.com, because experience matters.